Hello everyone, welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, and today we are diving right in to the first episode of my January series, Why New Year's Resolutions Fail. So I would just like to start by apologising for the lack of material lately. I think my last episode was on Christmas Eve, which is 3 weeks ago now, but I wasn't at home for over Christmas and New Year, and just since I've got home, it's been a bit crazy. I've not had time, but we are back into 2026, and I'm going to make the resolution to record consistently every week, beginning right now. So welcome back, and if you're new, hello, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. So this month, what we're basically going to do is we're going to talk about why do New Year's resolutions fail? And I think not only because it's a relevant topic at this time of year, you know, we often have new aspirations, you know, we sort of look inside a little bit, we reflect on the year that's gone, and we look at what we want to achieve by the end of the year, and where, you know, where do we want to be? What changes do we want to make? It's that kind of time, but as you'll probably know yourself, it's very easy to look inside for a week or two, and then, you know, after that, by the time mid-January comes, you're sort of just back doing what you've always done, and you maybe don't understand what's happened. So we're going to talk about that this month, and I'm going to sort of give you an outline for maintaining goals and sort of habits over time. And how we're going to start this series today is by looking at what is actually necessary on a developmental level in terms of psychological development for you to be even able to set goals and to pursue them over time, because this is an actual, it's a skill that requires real development. It's not something that is given. It's not something that you just stumble upon. It's something that actually has developmental requirements behind it. It's sort of something you unlock in a certain way. So we're going to talk about that, and that might help you understand sort of maybe why you find it hard to keep New Year's resolutions going. Before we get started, let me just mention that I offer private coaching for deep psychological understanding. This is for people who really want to understand how they think, feel and act, and start living from that insight. So head to deep-psychology.com for a free 20-minute session. So let's get going with this, episode one. And it's really about the hidden sort of developmental axis that underlies goal setting and achievement. Now, if we're going to talk about this, it's really important that you understand Suzanne Kutgreuter's model of ego development, which is something I talk about a lot, something I've written about, it's something that sort of underlies a lot of my thinking, especially in my latest books, because it's just so crucial for understanding yourself and human beings. Like, I really cannot imagine not understanding this. So head to the website and search for Kutgreuter, G-R-E-U-T-E-R, or head to the articles section and look for ego development. I think it's in the theory section. And I would really like you to have a look. You don't have to, you know, read all the minutiae, but just have an appreciation that there are these stages of ego development. And the key insight underlying pretty much everything I'm going to say in this episode is that until the achiever level of ego development, you basically do not have the psychological machinery required for sort of autonomous goal setting and for getting shit done, as it is often called. You cannot do that autonomously. You do not have the psychological machinery required. And I don't say that as a judgmental thing. I say it as a way to clarify the problems people have when they try to achieve things on their own. That is really what we're doing when we're setting a New Year's resolution. Usually it's about a personal project that we're going to pursue largely autonomously. Now, if it's a career goal, obviously we're doing that within possibly a company, possibly within our own company, possibly with our associates, but that's got a different feel to it, right? You know, if we're talking about something like, I want to lose weight, I want to change my diet, I want to start going out running, I want to learn an instrument, these are mostly autonomous things. And ultimately, they come down to you because there's not, you know, your family isn't depending on you to lose weight in most circumstances. Your family isn't depending on you to learn an instrument. Your boss isn't depending on you to change your diet, most likely. So it's really a self-driven thing. And this is where the developmental aspect becomes really important. So another crucial insight, and this explains possibly, if this is an issue for you, it might explain why this is an issue for you in a developmental sense. If you look at Susan Kreuter's model, what you'll see is there's a few stages, and then we get to expert. And then after expert, we get to conformist, then we develop to expert, and then we develop to achiever, if we develop, right? So it's, you know, there's a few stages, and it's conformist, expert, achiever, and then there's a few stages after that. So those three lie in sequence. What you'll find is that conformists and experts will set goals at New Year's time, more as a way to fit in and to meet social expectations and to kind of create a veneer or create the appearance of doing something, of changing something. And all of this is a kind of echoing of the collective rather than a fully owned, fully desired goal. So notice this, it's goal setting as a kind of performative act, or it's goal setting as a way to kind of signal that you fit in and that you're doing what everyone else does, rather than you actually sitting down with yourself and asking, do I want to, like, is this the right time for me to set this goal? Is this really possible right now? Like, do I even want this? Am I doing this for my own benefit, or am I doing it to fit in? And it might seem like these are similar things, you know, well, what's the difference if I'm doing it to fit in or not? It's goal setting. It makes all the difference. And it might just explain the heart of this is that people set New Year's resolutions as a way to fit in and a way to signal. And not only that, they do it from a level of psychological development in which autonomous goal setting and achievement simply isn't, I don't want to go as far as saying it's impossible, but their psychological machinery makes it very difficult because they don't have the required machinery. So you might be asking, well, and I just want to say before we go deeper, I'm not saying this as a judgment. You know, when I say people do it as a way to fit in, as a way to signal, or the way to kind of like create a veneer, it might sound judgmental. I'm trying not to frame it as a judgment. I'm just framing it as a fact. It's like a developmental fact. It's like saying when children are young, they can't count. When children are young, they can't walk. When children are young, they can't, even eat their food properly. It's not a judgment to say that. It's just a developmental fact. Now, it's a developmental fact that up to a certain point in human development, you're not motivated by achievement for its own sake. You're motivated by by conforming to society's standards and by fitting in and being approved. That is just a fact. It's not something to get to be self-conscious about or offended about. And we all go through this. A lot of people never grow beyond it, but we all go through it. It's a developmental sort of fulcrum that we go through. So now you might be asking, well, okay, we don't have the developmental machinery. What on earth does that actually mean? You know, give me something very concrete. And this is where it gets funny, because I'm going to describe basically sort of six mechanisms that are crucial. It's five mechanisms, actually. Five mechanisms that are crucial for doing what I'm talking about, for following through on our own goals and actually sort of taking full ownership of them. And these are things that if you're an achiever or beyond, like if that's where you are in your development, achiever, pluralist, strategist, even construct aware, even unitive, this won't seem like developmental capacities to you. Just like doing your times tables doesn't seem like a developmental capacity to you because, you know, if you're an adult, you should know your times tables automatically, right? Whereas for a young child, it's like magic because it's beyond them, right? So for you, these mechanisms might seem easy and like obvious and like, how could someone not have these? And surely if they don't have them, it's a choice that they're making, or it's like a some sort of inherent weakness that they have, or some sort of inherent hole that they have in their personality. But that's not what I'm saying here. So let's get into the five. First one is appreciation of personal cause and effect. What do I mean by that? I basically mean that appreciation that what I do now, what I do tomorrow, and what I do the day after, and what I do a month from now, and what I do 2 months from now, and 6 months from now, and 12 months from now, over and over again, will eventually add up, and it will determine what my life is like in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, 20 years. There's not that appreciation. There's just not, for some reason, and we could, you know, speculate, and we could, you know, study why this happens. It just isn't there. And you do not seem to realize that what you're doing today is actually, it's sort of a result of something, and it is leading to something. And without that, how can you possibly work towards a goal over time? It's impossible, because goals require, we're going to talk a lot about this month, so I don't want to like go too deep into this, but minimally, goals require you understanding that results accumulate, and that effort accumulates, and that it happens over time, and that, you know, the sort of the present has memory, and your capacities have memory. Like this is not a thing until achiever, at least not to the level that it needs to be. There's maybe sort of a semi understanding of it, but it's just not like fully there. And you can see this in people that struggle to do what we're talking about. Second of all, there's no sense of an independent self with unique desires. Now, again, these things are kind of relative. You know, where do we draw the line? Conformists and experts will have a sense of personal autonomy and being an independent person with their own likes and dislikes and goals and desires. But again, not to the extent that is necessary for what we're talking about. And again, it's hard to understand this if you're an achiever or beyond. You might just think, well, it's kind of obvious that I set the goals I want to set, and you know, I desire this, someone else doesn't desire that. But no, what you have to understand is that pre-achiever identity is mostly a socially derived thing. And actually, up to a certain point in human development, you do not have an identity. Like, I mean that very literally. You don't have a separate sense of being a separate person, both in a sort of perceptual level, but also on the level of sort of goal setting and whatnot. So that isn't there. And what this is, this really explains this problem of New Year's resolutions, because it's like a cultural habit. Conformists and experts, for example, will set goals because they feel like that is what they should be doing. They're not doing it out of a personal motivation, like mainly. They're doing it because it's the time of year, and because everyone else is doing it, and because, well, if I want to be seen to be doing things properly, I should probably set goals. It's not coming from like a really strong sense of identity. Three, the drive to stand out and succeed. So it's kind of obvious, you know, if you want to achieve something, particularly something, you know, really meaningful and challenging, you have to have this drive in you. And conformists and experts, again, are mostly driven by social factors and what is going on around them, not so much standing out themselves. That doesn't really make much sense. You know, to them, excelling in life means being a good citizen or being a good Christian or being a good husband or wife or being a good child or being a good student. It's not about using that role as a way to forward one's own agenda. It's a way of solidifying their social identity. And so they don't have much of a drive to stand out and succeed. And, you know, when you interact with conformists and experts, what you'll kind of, the vibe that you'll get from them is kind of like, you know, we're doing okay. We're doing sort of the default. We are following the rules, we're playing our roles, we're, you know, we're upholding a strong family system, or I'm carrying out my job to a decent level. But it's like they just want to live an ordinary life. There's like no sort of drive to do anything better. And again, I don't say that as a judgment. It's just a developmental fact, right? And it's just like they're happy with the ordinary and the mundane and sort of the way that everyone else lives. And so that's fine, but when it comes to achieving and goal setting and all the rest of it, it's really not a good attitude. And this is a developmental limitation that we're talking about. Number four, self-directiveness. You know, the ability to discipline oneself, to set goals and not need anyone else to whip you to do them, to pursue them. It simply isn't present to the level it needs to be in pre-achiever ego development. When you set goals and when you want to achieve things autonomously, you really need to be able to take full responsibility for your actions, for your planning, for your feedback, for your improvement, for how you're going about learning something or how you're going about building a business or whatever it is. There needs to be a huge amount of self-directiveness, right? And so if you're setting a goal at New Year's time, you want to learn an instrument, for example, which is largely an autonomous thing, and you've got no self-directiveness, it's going to be very, very difficult for you. Because you do not have the bare minimum like psychological mechanisms required to do that. And it's not like this might look like procrastination on the outside, and it might look like being disorganized, and it might look like always wanting validation, and it might look like following others rather than setting one's own path. But again, that is an achiever criticism of pre-achiever consciousness that doesn't have the same capacities that an achiever has by default because of their psychological development. And this is something that in sort of the self-help literature, I should maybe leave this for after the final mechanism, but hey, I've started now. This is something in the self-help literature that is very poorly understood, because self-help authors and teachers and so on, they don't really understand human development and how it works. And they just think that, well, you either have your shit together and you're not a procrastinator and you know what you're doing in life, or you're a mess and you can't set goals and you can't stick to them and you're undisciplined and you're lazy. You have to understand there's literally developmental capacities that are required that are not given to anyone, much less people who are pre-achiever consciousness. And the final capacity that is missing in pre-achiever consciousness is the idea of self as being a changeable entity. Now, this is absolutely crucial, and it links in very strongly to the idea of the growth mindset and the fixed mindset, which I'm not going to go into in much detail here because you have probably heard of that. But if you don't understand that the self, yourself, your identity, the person that you are, is actually capable of changing over time, how on earth are you ever going to achieve a goal that you set for yourself? Because achieving a goal means you need to change something that you're doing. Like you need to develop a new capacity that you didn't have before. There's a change involved. You need to start a business that you didn't have before. There's a change involved. You need to learn a new instrument. There's a change involved there, and it's not trivial change. It's actually quite significant change that happens. That is literally impossible if you do not understand that you can change. It's that simple. And this is where the talent myth comes from. And we're going to talk about this later on in this month. The talent myth, the myth, this idea that you need to be born with a certain talent for, say, playing the guitar or mathematics or whatever it is, this is where it comes from, because pre-achiever consciousness does not understand that the self is changeable. That is not like, that is, it might be available to some extent, right? So again, it's a spectrum, but it's not there to the extent that it needs to be. Like their default understanding of humans is that we are born in a certain way and we just remain that way, right? So really understand that that is how pre-achiever consciousness understands the world, and you understand why they find it very difficult to make dramatic changes via goal setting and so on. So basically, what I'm saying here is that without these developmental capacities, without reaching sort of achiever level of ego development and beyond, if you're joining in with the New Year's resolution phenomenon, you're going to be doing it as an expression of conformity, not of personal ambition. And it's good news in a way, because it means that it's like a developmental limitation. It's not like a genetic disposition or anything like that, which is another huge misconception. That's the good news. And the good news is that it can be changed. The bad news is that development is not something you can just like immediately gear up in someone. It's something that can be encouraged. It's something that can be sort of trained indirectly, but it's not just about learning facts. You know, you can't just learn, well, this is who I need to be, so I'm just going to memorize how to be that way and I'm going to do it. I'm not saying you can't deliberately like create structural changes to your psychology, but these changes are not as simple as learning facts or even learning skills. This, like, I'm talking about psychological structures here, right? And that's the mysterious thing about human development, is that it happens all the time. It happens every year. It happens to every single human being that is born, but we're still not very sure exactly why it happens and when it stops and exactly how do we encourage certain developmental shifts to happen, like pre-achiever to achiever consciousness, even though it happens literally all the time, especially in, you know, modern Western countries. So we can invite you into that space. We can invite you into achiever consciousness. We can sort of describe it. We can lay out what needs to be, what you need to have online, what you're possibly lacking right now. And we can sort of train the skills, but we cannot guarantee that that's going to actually lead to a shift in your level of ego development. So it's a tricky one. It's a very sort of, it's a delicate thing, vertical development. I also just want to say before we wrap up that there is a difference between a stunted achiever and a pre-achiever consciousness. What I mean by this is you can be fundamentally at the achiever level of ego development and you can look like someone who is pre-achiever because maybe you're just not, you're not operating at a high level at the moment. But that is not the same thing as being pre-achiever. And again, this is something that is very poorly differentiated in the self-help literature. You might have all the psychological machinery required to be a healthy achiever, like a functioning, successful achiever. But for some reason, you're not operating at full tilt. That is very different from not having the psychological machinery in the first place. And you'll have to ask yourself these questions. You have to look at the mechanisms I've given you and say, well, do I have these things or not? Genuinely, do I have them or not? And then you're closer to understanding why your New Year's resolutions aren't working, or those of your clients, or those of your family and friends, if you're trying to understand them. And then you'll know, you know, is this more of a temporary sort of phase or a temporary limitation I'm experiencing, or is it literally like a developmental thing that doesn't have like a quick solution? You know, it's not just about getting up at 5 a.m. or whatever they tell you to do. It's like an actual developmental limitation that can't just be solved by a habit, or it doesn't, you know, we can't guarantee that it will be solved by such a thing. All right, everyone, thank you for joining me for this episode. I just want to say before I go that I do have a master autodidactism course. It's a difficult word to say. If you go to articles and courses and then you go to free courses, hit on that link on my website, you will find that course, and it's totally free. You don't even have to like sign up. It's literally just there. And this is really great. I think I've really set out I go as wide as I possibly could to get all the sort of knowledge and techniques that you need to follow through on your goals and such, like, and do it independently without needing like external structures. It's a very powerful course, and it's, listen, I, without knowing all this stuff and without applying these principles, I wouldn't have been able to get to where I've got to with my own project. So I can promise you I'm really embodying this stuff, and I'm teaching from experience here. Just to mention as well before I go that I offer private coaching for deep psychological understanding. It's for people who really want to understand how they think, feel and act and start living from that insight. So head to deep-psychology.com to book a free 20-minute session. All right, everyone, I will be back on Wednesday next week, the usual day, with the second installment of this series, and we're really going to get into the nitty-gritty of achievement and goal setting and all the rest of it. So please join me for that. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you very soon.